don't want to have to do any more than we already did yesterday. I have to make a little brief follow-up, if I may. At this time, we were engaged in a discussion, a live taste test, as we brought forth the story recently of Brock's the Candy Folks making available a brand new candy corn called Turkey Dinner. And we said, since we're going to talk about it, we're going to taste test it for you. And we did. And it did not go well.
No.
If you wish to revisit what actually happened, you can go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the Morning Team box. As we archive all the Morning Team shows that we have for you, you can find yesterday, September 1st, and listen to it. But suffice to say, it was not tasty at all. Hard to believe it was even candy. In fact, I don't even... Somebody I talked to, a few people responded to some messages, people wondering what it tasted like. They knew we said it tasted bad. They were like, well, what did it taste like? It's like, I'm not sure I could describe it, but I do know it didn't taste anything like it was advertised.
It was, was supposed to be.
Did not taste like green beans or carrots or turkey. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But and we received some Facebook comments, and we appreciate that, especially people who were laughing and enjoying it. You know, that's one of the things that we do try to do, as much as we are of the serious news nature and information that we bring. We hope to have some entertainment value and
you mean
bring
we can
some
have fun once in a while?
Yeah, we
well, I don't know.
To.
I'm not sure I would call that fun what we did yesterday. But
no.
Yeah. Dave, is your stomach recovered? Are you okay?
Yeah, my stomach is recovered from that yesterday. But despite what Art said, that you put something in the lunchroom, it will be gone. They're still there, Charlie.
The ultimate test, which should tell you just how bad it was that there was still a bag of it left over and still is today. So it went through not just a whole day yesterday, but also lasted last night and into this morning and didn't disappear. That's how bad it was. It
might be around you for a while.
And to another message I received, and this might be the main point, is so someone was saying that they loved it, that they thought it was fun and appreciated what we did, and, but they wondered, you know, just was it enhanced? Was it really that bad, or were you just kind of playing it up, you know, the entertainment value? We're just kind of having some more fun with it than no. In a word, no. No, we would never do that. We are as open and honest as possible in everything that we do. And trust me, there was no playing up. There was no enhancement.
I don't know why Brock's went and spoiled some good candy corn, putting those flavors in there.
They really did.
Yeah.
I mean... Candy corn is good enough. You don't have to screw around with it, especially what they did.
Leave it as it is.
And it doesn't taste like corn. It just looks like corn.
And to another Facebook poster who you know, was suggesting that perhaps, you know, was it really as bad? Maybe they have to try it.
Please do. Hey,
please
ahead.
Do. Let us know what your thoughts are.
And often, you know, we bring up information and such, and we always, you know, thank you for listening to us, to what we have to say, but always we encourage you to discover for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this case, though, it might be the one time I encourage you to trust us. You go for it if you want, trust us, please.
Yeah. Where'd you find it, Charlie?
Spare the agony. Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Because the original story said it was available in Walgreens. Now, it could be available other places. I just went with the original
news.
That's
where you know for sure. Yeah, save people running around.
And as long as you're there, pick up
some Tums.
Yeah, in the other aisle.
Yeah, right.
After you go to the candy aisle.
Maybe Pepto.
So again, we appreciate the responses and everything, but yes, we had a good time with it. But it was real. No faking here. What you heard was live.
Safe to say that we this Thanksgiving we will enjoy a real turkey dinner.
Yes,
we will
right.
not rely on Brock's candy for the dinner.
Just remains to be seen. Will we do it with our families? We don't know.
That's
a whole other story. We're not getting into that.
It'd be a fun conversation prior to dinner to sit around and...
Oh, man.
Don't ruin dinner. No,
that's right. Yeah, you're good point. You don't want to go to the dinner table already feeling bloated or whatever.
Might leave more food for you.
There you go.
More for you to enjoy. More leftovers of the real stuff.